You're the only report.
Hello?
Hello.
First question, please.
Congrats, it was pretty tough out there, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I was expecting a pretty tough match. I had a few tough battles with Simone, who's a good friend, and I think he played great and was unlucky at the end to lose. But I think we both played good. I was defending a lot because he was really aggressive. And I had a bit more luck in the end and played some good points. Played some big points pretty good, so I was happy with that. I also served well, so I'm really satisfied with the win today and happy with the result.
Match through qualifying between both Brisbane and here and Ramsey, is that the highest level match you can play
at? Yeah, probably, yeah. I mean, Simo played most aggressive from all the guys, and it was. Yeah, it was pretty high level, I think, and mentally it was also tough. So conditions were perfect tonight, apart from yesterday was pretty tough to play against Pablo Andujar. Even though I played three sets, I think it was much worse tennis than today. Today I felt good on the court and it was pretty nice to play. So I enjoyed it tonight and I'm happy that I won.
What's your mindset these days with tennis? It just seems like, you know, the last 6 months or so have been a real whirlwind for you. I mean, obviously for the ban and then to come back, you know, from very low ranking and then shooting right up to the top 100 again, and obviously with the bullet doing really well.
Well, I experienced something that most of the guys don't experience, and I've been banned from playing, and when you cannot do something that you love and when you're not doing it for a while, you see how much you miss it and how much you love it. And, you know, ever since I was a kid, I dreamed about this, playing, you know, competing, doing something that I love. And I really love playing tennis. So I enjoy more on the court, much more than I used to. And, it's fun being back. All my life, I was looking forward to this, and I enjoy it more on the court, as I said. And it's more fun and more enjoying on the court.
Does that make your ambition greater now? I mean, you did very well before. You got to number 12 in the world. I mean, you say, well, mate, I'm aiming for the top 10 now.
I am. That was my goal even before. Now it's definitely also, again, my goal to get to the top 10. Even probably more than before. I'm really motivated for that, and I think I'm working harder than before. And Jack has been helping me a lot with that, and it's I think it's a lot mental. Mentally, I'm stronger in some moments, and I'm looking forward to the next period. And it's been tough coming back from the bottom, from zero, and I think I did it pretty well in a short time. I've been playing only like 3.5-4 months actually, because November and December were dead and there was no tournaments, and I started only like end of July. So it was a tough period behind me, but I'm looking forward to the next period and then where I can play in the main draws of the big events, and that's where I think I can make some good wins and good points.
So, you sort of punished something you didn't deliberately try for that rules, which you punished for. Did you ever think about, you know what, I'm just going to walk away because you were treated unjustly? Did you ever think like, you know what?
Well, you know, in life anything could happen to anyone. I mean, this thing that happened to me, I felt it was unfair, and I know me and my coach, we both knew, I mean, what really went on in that room, and then I didn't do anything wrong. I just followed the doctor's instructions, and that was my mistake, and I learned something. It was a life lesson, definitely, and in the start it was probably very, very hard. Mentally, I was very down. I didn't play for some time at all. For sure, I was you know, it was tough to focus on anything. I mean, I was, I needed some time off from everything, and it was fun in the start. I did some things that I couldn't do before, so I just relaxed and enjoyed the time off. And after that, I started missing it, and I started thinking about tennis and how much I like it and how much I want to get back. And that's what pushed me to get back even stronger. So that's the whole thing. Oh yeah, I did. No, I mean, well, if you read the case, I mean, I was tested and I was clean. I never took anything, and deep in myself, I know that I didn't do anything wrong. It was too many unlucky things happened in that room that day, and it was just, you know, a nightmare for me after that. And yeah, ITF, such organization, they cannot have a mistake in their whole system, and they blame it. It was my mistake, and that was the deal. I mean, they went clean, and I was the one that didn't obey the rules. So yeah, I mean, that's behind me. Actually, it's been a long time since it happened. Of course, it affected my life and a lot of things, sponsors. Also prize money, I lost ranking, I had to start from zero, I could not play the big events from the start, you know, it was very tough period. But on the other hand, I found out, you know, who my real friends are, and they stood by my side, they were there for me, and also my family, and they're the ones that believe me, and they're the ones, you know, that understood the whole situation, and that's the most important thing to me, you know. So yeah, as I said, I feel innocent, and you know, I never did anything wrong.
What kind of conversations did you have with Novak about it?
Well, he knew straight on, straight as I had a problem, he knew right away, and he was deeply involved in that case because he was the one that really helped me probably the most with media wise. I mean, he was going public about it, and you know, it was something that I will never forget him. I mean, we were great friends since we were kids, and he stood by me, and he went against such an organization, and he had some problems because of that. So I mean, it really showed me how good he is, and he's a great person, and I will admire that for the rest of my life, that's for sure.
One last thing about tennis. You played quite a few tough matches yesterday, the one today. Do you think that you may be running a little bit out of gas before the Australian Open?
Out of gas?
Yeah.
No. I had 1 year to get ready, so I'm fitter than ever. I can do anything. No, I feel perfectly fine, and even though I play qualies, that's what you gotta do when you wanna get back from zero to back to the top. You gotta go from the qualies. So I knew what was coming, and I did it already once in my career. So why not twice?
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Thanks. Cheers.
I'm assuming.